Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Vicky Milazzo back on the show. Vicky is a great CEO, a founder, an entrepreneur. She started her own company, Vicky Milazzo Institute, which is an education company, a while back, actually back in 1982, at the age of six, she did that. And she's been, many of you have seen her on a lot of the other networks. She's got her book out this last year called Wicked Success Inside Every Woman. Only a woman could get away with saying that about women. I could never do it. Vicky Milazzo, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me again.
Good to have you back. Wicked success. See, I couldn't get away with that if I said something like that about women. Could I?
Well, isn't that an amazing word? And I'm using wicked in the context of exaggerated and unprecedented, because for women entrepreneurs, we are now in an era where really we're dealing with new thoughts, new evolutions, and to be successful in business, we're going to have to use more exaggerated, unprecedented strategies to be successful.
Well, just when it looked like women were really, you know, getting, the glass ceiling was getting broken, the access to capital really opened up in the 90s. I think more movement was accomplished in the 90s probably on giving women access to capital than any other time. And just about the time that it looked like you guys were, women were the fastest growing sector of small business and have been now for a while, and actually own about half of the businesses in the country. But just about that time, we have all this new stuff, all this technology, all this fast moving stuff. Is that good or challenging for women? More challenging, or is it good for
them? I think it's a good thing, because women are extremely agile. We really know how to navigate through change and through difficult times. I think it's a great thing for women. And we are seeing women today who are evolving differently. You have more of the Sheryl Sandbergs of the world, you know, who's CEO for Facebook, who's putting women out there in the limelight and showing the world what women are capable of. And we can trust women who own businesses. So I think it's a great time for women.
Well, the reason I think it's good for women is because women are more collaborative than men are. And if there's one thing that the 21st century is looking like in this, what I call the age of the customer, Vicky, is where more and more business is being done as a result of influence by a community. And if there's one thing a community is, it's collaborative. And I think that kind of a scenario, that kind of a dynamic, is to the advantage of women. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. In fact, last year there was a study in the Harvard Business Review that revealed that just adding women to a team in a corporation increased the collective intelligence of the group, whereas adding more men, the collective intelligence of the group remained the same. I think a lot of the reason
Vicky, I'm going to have to see the methodology on that one, Vicky. You could at least ease up on us a little bit here.
Well, I'm trying to come back to your collaboration, because I think that women are collaborative, and we're not afraid to ask for help.
Yeah.
We're not afraid to speak opinions.
Right.
And as a result, I think we are going to be primed for
success. But you didn't
Absolutely.
Say the group was more collaborative. You said the group was smarter.
Well, that's the study revealed, but I think
okay.
what you're saying about the collaboration is a hint as to why that
Well,
happened.
I have enjoyed, and I've talked about this actually quite a bit lately, is James Surowiecki's book, The Wisdom of Crowds, where he proved that they actually took teams and gave them problems to solve, and the teams where they were all really smart, highly educated people who knew all about that problem, just that team was only those people. Then the next team, sort of the control group, or the other group, was people of all walks of life and education, a more diverse group, and they actually came up with a better result than the team with all the PhDs.
Yeah, and I would agree with that too. Like, even in our own company, We brainstorm with our entire staff.
Yeah, so the
executive.
The wisdom of crowds is good. And I guess that means we got to have some women in there too, right, Vicki?
I would think you're missing out if you don't.
All right, I told you we'd have fun when Vicki joins us. She's a good egg. She and I will be right back after these messages. 20 till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.